Last week we went through this Sif in Shulchan Aruch, which was based on the Ramban, Simen Shin Mem Ches, Sif Aleph, and in the Ramban it was Hilchos Kineva. And we went through most of it. We went through how the Ramban says it's also to steal, as a practical joke, to make someone angry, even though you're not planning on keeping it, and also even though you're going to take back Kefel. Right, those things were all also. We spoke about that last week. We left out one. The first part of the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, which says also lignov afilu kol shehu din Torah, it's also to steal even a minute amount midoraisa. So we're going to talk about that tonight in the context also of, is it ever permitted to steal things that are like insignificant to people? Is there ever any heter to take an extra paper clip or a rubber band or a mint that they have laying around and say he doesn't care about that? That's, you know, it's, I'm sure he's not mocked on that. So is there any heter? Maybe you can think of better examples than I can. We're going to start with the iser, right? That what we saw from last week, that it says v'feirish aser lignav afila kol shehu din Torah. Right, so first we have to see why that's true. Where do we know it from? And why is it true? So the Mefarshim bring the raya from the sugya of the Misi B'nei Noach in Sanhedrin, Nun Zayin Amid Aleph. The Gemara over there lists the different, there's a braisa that talks about the different mitzvahs B'nei Noach, and it says, Gezel is aser ukiyotibo, and things like Gezel are also aser. So Gemara wants to know, what's kiyotibo Gezel mai? What's the case that's similar to robbery? So the Gemara first has one teretz, and then it shuts it off, and then gives this teretz. El Amar Rapapa, Rapapa said, this is what the braisa means when it says something similar to Gezel. Nitzricha el lepachos mishaver pruta is talking where a ben Noach steal a non-Jew steals something worth less than a pruta. So in that case, he violated one of the mitzvahs b'nei Noach. Frekta gemari hochi kusi b'Yisrael aser. Why does the braisa say that if a kusi, meaning a non-Jew, stole it from a Jew, it's aser habar mechiluhu? Jews are mochul, things that are worth less than a pruta. We know in halacha, a pruta is something less than a pruta is meaningless. The pruta is the smallest amount of a meaningful coin. So why should it be aser? So the Gemara answer is, nihidah basar hachimachal. It's true that Jews are mochul something if it's less than a pruta. Your mochul is less than a pruta, your mochul. But tsar b'shaitim yilislei. Leslei wasn't there. Tsar wasn't the Jew upset when he found out that something got stolen from later he finds out it was only worth less than a pruta, so he's not mocked it. But at the moment, he's upset. So that's why it's us. So let's see what the way Rashi says it. Rashi on the spot says, Tsar of the Shaitami Leslie, doesn't he have Tsar at the time? Hilkach Gezelu. Therefore it's Gezel when the Kusi steals it. El She'ein Bez, then you saw in this Kalkin Lashivo. But a Jewish court won't force him to return that part less than a pruta. The mbasa hachimachale, because of imochal it afterwards, the victim. So that's by a kusi. Now Rashi says, nogeya us. Uvi Yisrael, vi Yisrael nami aser. If a Jew steals less than a pruta's worth of property from a Jew, it's also aser. However, Averlo Avar, but he's not over the Yisrael of Gzela, because the Pasuk says, Lo Sigzel, you shouldn't steal. And the Pasuk says, the Heshiv as Hagzela, you have to return the theft. So from that, Rashi learns, Amidi the Hishoven Kari Gezel, it's only called Gezel if it's something that you're hired to return. V'idach Lo, but if it's something you're not hired to return, for example, is worth less than a pruta, so then you're not chayav to return it, and because of that, it's not called gezel. But Rashi says, "Bisoi so nami aser." It's aser nevertheless, and that's a puzzling Rashi. On one hand, he says it's not called theft because you're not obligated to return it, but it's still aser. Right? So why should that be? What's it mean that it's aser even though it's not theft? So in the Rambam doesn't say such a lashon. The Rambam just says it's aser lignov kol shehu. The Rambam says it's aser to steal even a kol shehu. So on that, the Magen Mishnah says the reason is din pachas mishaver puta v'maman kedin chati shir be'isurin. It's like we know that there is a rule by isur, you're not allowed to eat treif. A person's not allowed to eat chazer. When's he chayv malchus for eating the chazer? He's only chayv malchus if he eats a kezayis. If someone eats a kezayis of something treif, baser b'chol, anything that's treif, he eats an olive size, then he's chayv malchus for that aveira. What happens if he eats less than that? He's not chayv malchus. But is he allowed to eat less than that? That's a machlokas in the Gemara. We pass in Chatishir, also, well, it's a shayla, also in the Torah, also in the Rabbanan. But at any rate, Chatishir is also. You're not allowed to eat even a small piece of chazer, even if it's less than the size of a gazayas. So the Magen Mishnah says the same thing, even though the isser of stealing will only be a shavar puta. That's when you're chayiv. That's the chiyuv of gazela is by a shavar puta. But the isser of stealing, the isser will only be if it's less than a pruta. I'm sorry. Even though the chiyuv of stealing it has to be a pruta, the isser will be even if it's less than a pruta, it's still asr to steal. It's asr to steal any amount of property from another person because chati shir asr min haTorah. Now that's l'chora difficult because the Gemara says, why is it asr to eat? By Isser, why is it usher to eat a less than a zayis of chazer? The Gemara says, because what happens if he goes and eats another half olive size? So now he has altogether an olive size, he has a zayis, and he's done something that's going to make him chayis. So that's why it's usher to eat a half. But over here, what happens if someone steals less than a shavar puta? We'll talk about Jews now. If he steals less than a shavar puta from a Jew, the Jew is mochel him. And then he goes and steals another less than a pruta, it's not going to combine with the first theft because the first theft didn't count. It was less than the size, less than the value of pruta, which a person's malchut. So that's a kasha that the Achronim has on the Magen Mishnah. The Erech Shai has a different svara why it should be aser. He says it's aser because Louis Lashon Tchila be'iser aser liyadei. When it came into his hands, it came to his hands by Isser. The Einu Mochel Rak Acha Shekvar Gazel. The Mechil only comes after the theft. Einu Makir Ola Shio. In that case, he's not Makir to return it. But when it came to hands, it was by Isser. That's what he writes in Simon Vav. The Marsham, when he gave Haskama to the Erech Shai, he wanted to say what a great Sefer it is. And he says, there's proof that I read through the Sefer, I'm going to give you some Ha'aros. And the Marsham says, how can the Erech Shai say that a amount less than a pruta person is not makbid? There's a lashon in Tosfos and Kedushin that says if someone steals less than a shavar pruta, or he steals something that people aren't makbid all of, Tosfos goes on this. You see that less than a shavar pruta, people might be makbid sometimes. So the Erech Shai answered back to the Marsham. In the Haskami, he has on the side of the Haskami, he answers back to the Marsham's kashas, and he says, I didn't say that he's not makbid l'chachila. Of course the person's makbid. I don't want anyone to steal anything from me, even if it's less than a shavar puta. What I'm saying is, if he did steal it, afterwards, I mochel it, because afterwards I'm not makbid. He didn't say mochel it, like Rashi seems to say, but afterwards I'm not makbid anymore. It's considered lo hikbid. He does say mochel, but it's still aser to steal it. But it's still not to steal it l'chachiva. Now, that's a back and forth. What's exactly the issue? It's a whole shayla. The Shul Hamesha says more simply, and this is the way they understand the Bach, the Machan Chaim on it, that they hold Lo Sigzel is really also you are over Lo Sigzel. Rashi seems to say he's not low. There is no Gezel here because if there's no Gezel, so if there's no He of Hashava, there's no Gezel. They say there is Gezel here because the Torah said you can't steal any amount based on the Gemara we learned, because when you steal even a small amount, you're causing a person anguish, you're causing him tsar, you're making him upset, and that's what the issue is. The issue is stealing any amount. I or you chayiv to return it if you stole less than a pruta. That we have rule that Jews are mochel less than a shavar puta, and therefore you don't have to return it. But they don't make this hekesh that Rashi seems to say. Rashi says, well, if there's no chiyuv of returning it, so it must not be gezel. So then the kasha is, so what's the yisr? Rashi says it's usher anyway. So they say, no, there is an yisr lo sigzal. We're just saying that if it's less than a shavar puta, a person is mochel and he's not makbid, and therefore you don't have to return it. But the Issa Gezel is there. Why? Because he caused him anguish. He's not happy that he had anything stolen from him. And that's the Issa of stealing a kolshu. So the Raya is from Sanhedrin. The Gemara Sanhedrin is clearly saying that a Kusi can't steal a less than a shavar fruit from Yisrael. Rashi has a Yisrael can't steal that small amount, minute amount from a Yisrael. He says that it's not called the Isser Gezel, but it's still Usser nevertheless. What is the Isser? So the Magen Mishnah says it's because Chatzi Shir is Usser by Mammon, just like it is by Isser. There's a difficulty, there's not Mistarif, how does that work? So then we have the other Teretz, the Sholem Eshiv. Could be that's the Erech Hashayim said also, but Sholem Eshiv says it clearly, that the Isser is listening to is a Gzeres HaKos, it applies to any amount. You can't steal any amount at all, because that's going to give a person tsar. There's a special halacha that you don't have to return it. That's because he's mochelet, and you don't make this hekesh that Rashi said, that because there's no mitzvah to return it, there's no iser of stealing it. So that's the first part. We've seen this halacha we saw last week. Also, lignav afilu kol shehu din Torah.
Why would less than a
shavu prusa
not be
mitzvah?
The same way with chasi shir,
because you ate it, you ate the less than a shir, now you eat another piece. But over here,
within a certain amount of time, obviously, even
right.
If you eat another piece an hour later, it's also not.
That's right. But over here, where he steals it immediately, the person's mochelet, and it's not a gezel anymore.
The person's mochelet, right, even before he knows that he stole it.
Right.
So if you take one paper slip and a second later you take another paper, these two are not the star of the two papers.
That's the svara that they want to say. Now it could be if you hold that the Isser is tsar, so maybe, you know, that's what I'm saying. If they say the Isser is tsar, so each time you're mitzarim, so then it'll be mitzar. But if you hold that it's just like the Magi Mishnah says, a typical chati shir, then really the shir of gezel, to be over gezel, is the whole fruta. And here, where if you do it two separate times, it's chati shir as min haTorah, but it's not mitzar. You have to add in what they're saying, that the iser is to be mitzar the person. So even stealing the half, even stealing half the fruta is an iser gezel. Not that it's not an iser, but it'll be mitzarif to the other one in chati shir as min haTorah. Because who says it'll be mitzarif? You have to say that the thing is usher in its own right. It's as giving the person tsar. That's what they say. So that's shav. It's hard to know what is worth less than the shav putni. Maybe a rubber band, a paper clip, like we said. So that's usher. You can't steal even that minute amount from a person. It's usher. Now the second part of the shir, we have to deal in Hilchas. That's Hilchas Geneva. In Hilchas Gzeila, the Shulchan Aruch reports the same halacha, like we saw last week, goes in both places. He says, Aser Ligzol, O Lasha Kafila Kalshu, you can't steal or suppress a person's money, even a Kalshu, even a minute amount. But now he adds something new. He adds this from a Yerushalmi, we'll see the Yerushalmi inside in a minute. He says like this, V'im Hudavar de Leka Man de Kafide, if what you stole, or what you want to steal, is something that people are not makbid on, shari, then it's permitted. And he gives two examples. Kagon lito meha chavila, like you want to take from someone's carrying a bundle of straw, o meha geder, or he has a fence, a wood fence, and you will take a chip of wood or a piece of straw, laxus machino, to pick your teeth, a toothpick. So people aren't makbid. You take, he has a whole fence, you take one little splinter off the fence, no one's going to be makbid, or he has a whole bundle of wool, of wood, he will take one out. He's not going to be makbid on that. So that's mutter to do. The avze oser b'yushalmi midas chasidus. However, he concludes that the Yushalmi says that's also oser as the midas chasidus. Let's see the Yushalmi first, then we'll see the first thing he quotes the Yushalmi. This whole halacha, by the way, the Shulchan Aruch says it. Where does it come from? It comes from the Magen Mishnah on this Rambam, who quotes this Yushalmi that we're going to learn right now. It goes like straight from the Yushalmi to the Magen Mishnah to the Shulchan Aruch. The Yushalmi is in the Sechus Demai, Paragimel, Halacha Beis. Rav Shimon Bar Kana, have a masmich l'Rav Elazar. Rav Shimon Bar Kana was supporting Rav Elazar. We have in Babli a lot of times some of the older Amoraim had a lean on a younger Amora. Avrun Alchad Kerem, they were passing by a fenced in vineyard. Amalei, Rav Elazar said to Rav Shimon. By the way, Rav Lozer is Rav El Lozer in the Gemara in Yerushalmi reads out the Alasalah, so it's Rav Lozer here. So Rav Lozer said to Rav Shimon, I see the Chad Kisim, please bring me one wood chip from the fence, Mechta Shinai, so I could pick my teeth. Right, like the Shulchan Aruch said. Chazer Amalei, then Rav Lozer said, Lozer said, I'm sorry, don't bring it me at all. Omar, because he said, the in icy, if I take it, kol bainosh meba kain, everyone else will do that. Ha'azel, saw you do good run, the fence will be gone. You take one, and then the next day someone else will take one, or they say, oh, the Rav Lozer takes chips, so everyone's going to go start taking chips off the fence. And there'll be no more fence. The Gemara then brings another case, Rav Chagai, Havi Mitzvah, Rav Zeira. Rav Chagai was supporting Rav Zeira. Avad, Chad Ton, Chad Mechol, Kdikis. And someone walked by carrying a load of wood chips. Amar Lei, Rav Zeira said to Rav Chagai, same thing, Isili Chakisim, get me one wood chip, Mechta Sinai, so I can pick my teeth. Chaz Amar Lei, then Rav Zeira said back to him, Lot Isili, come, don't bring it at all. The Inaisi, if I take it, Kol Barnosh, can everyone do it? And the person's bundle will be gone. The Gemara concludes there. It's a little cryptic what it means. There's different mefarshim. There's a whole different ways of looking at it. I just put down one shot here. Lo Razeira kosher kachach. Razeira wasn't acting something so special. El min yosin shamalan. He was just telling us what the halacha was. Now, the different mefarshim understand it different ways, but the Shulchan Aruch is clearly learning that what's happening here is that these both Amoroyim, maybe just one of them, but Pashas is both Amoroyim. At first, we're going to take the toothpick because it's Mutter. People are in Makkah, they're not Makkah on, he has a whole bundle of wood, he has a whole big fence, one little chip no one cares about. But in Midas Chasidus, they said, we're not going to do it, because if we do it, then everyone's going to do it, and there won't be any fence left, and there won't be any bundle of straw left. Right? That's the partial way to learn the Yerushalmi. And that's what the Magid Mishnah brings it down, the Shulchan Aruch passes it, that once again, Shulchan Aruch says, Im hudavar delekam ad kafidei, if it's something people don't care about, shari is mutter to take, kigon liko mechavila, to take from a bundle of straw, or meageder, or from a fence, lachsus veshinov, to pick his teeth, vavze osebe yushami, mimidas chasidus, the Yerushalmi makes his osir as the midas chasidus. Now the Achronim are wondering, why isn't that a good svara? You know, it seems to be a good svara that, you know, if everyone starts taking pieces of wood off the person's fence or from the bundle, so then he won't be left with anything, and it is something that people should be makbid on. Well, we just finished learning that people are makbid lechatchila, even on less than a shalor pruta. We just said after the fact they'll be mochel it, but in the beginning people have tsar from losing less than a shalor pruta, and it's also midoraisa to steal less than a shalor pruta from someone. And we said because people are makbid lechatchila. So why over here are we so sure that he's not makbid? Why aren't we afraid that he's, why, first of all, why isn't he makbid, and why are we so sure he's not makbid and that we should take it? So the Chazanish says that the svara is that people who have fences and have bundles, they know most people are honest. And they really don't think that there's going to be a million people walking by, each taking off a chip of wood until the fence is gone. They figure, if it's a big fence and there's a one chip sticking up and a person takes it, they figure that if it starts looking like the fence is going to get damaged or the pile starts getting lower, that people will stop taking it. Most people are honest. That's what the Chazanish says. So why is it usher to, as a midas chasidus, because it's not like a gzeira. If you start stealing this, So then you might steal something that's more valuable. It'd be a very slippery slope to go from taking this thing to taking something that might be worth a little bit more that people would be mocked on. Or it could be other people will see. Some of these are laws or some of Chosha going and taking a piece of wood off the fence and picking a seesaw. Say, oh, so okay, so if you need something, you're allowed to. People don't care. And they'll take a dollar out of the person's wallet one day. So that's the way the Chazon Ish learns it, that the chachila there's no problem because most people are honest. You don't have to be afraid that they'll actually ruin the fence or ruin the, take away the whole bundle. But as a mitzvah of chassidus, it's usher because people might learn the wrong lesson or you yourself might learn the wrong lesson. That's the way the Chazon Ish says it. The Ali Tamar, we've spoken out in different shiur, we've given one Yerushalmi, he's a Pirush, he lived in Eretz Yisrael, he has 7 volumes on Yerushalmi. And on his Pirush in Demai, he wants to explain this Yerushalmi with the Gemara that Moshe has been saying. There's another Yerushalmi. We didn't speak it out the first week. The difference between Chumas and Gezel. Right? We learned the Bavli. The Bavli says there's no difference between Chumas and Gezel. Midaraisa, it's just what people call it. Midrabanan. The Yerushalmi seems to say there is a chilek. The Yerushalmi says in Bamasiya like this, Paragdara Halacha Beis Amar Balazar, Ksiv Kimol Haaretz Chamas Mibneim. It says that the world was filled with Chamas. Ramayo Yachamsen, what was the Chamas there? Havavar Nash Nafek Ton Kupa Maleach Turmusen. A person would walk out carrying a load of tormusin beans, and all the other people would go and take less than a shavu pruta. Something that can't be, he can't get within Torah to get less than a shavu pruta, and everyone would be potter. Chametz is less than a shavu pruta. So that's something that the people used to do as chametz, and then it's by stone, they say a similar medrash. Different things that people would do and that they would end up being a starf at the end. So the Ali Tamar says like this. So Lechachili said it's mutter because people aren't makbid, people are nice, they don't mind if you take a little thing, less than a shavu pruta, it's a little chip that people don't care about, they don't mind. But at the end he remembered that maybe we should make a gzeira, there should be usher, because like the Dar HaMabul fell into such traps, so we should refrain from doing that also. That's the way the Ali Tamar understands the Midas Chasidah says, like a gzeira, it just brings back bad memories. The first time I said this year, Moshe said that, you know, it's like Sodom, right? So that's the Midas Chasidah, it brings back bad memories of bad things that happened in the history of the world. That's Ali Tamar's svara. But at any rate, we have the Shulchan Aruch Paskening Lamaisa that says it's mutter to take something that people aren't makbid, and this is even if it's more than a shavu pruta, it's something that people aren't makbid on. Things that people aren't makbid you could take, except for amidas chasidus. The Aruch HaShulchan gives some examples. He's the only one that I saw give examples. He says, Biyameinu. The Aruch HaShulchan says, in my days, 100 years ago, the custom was, Kishabal Beis Chaveiro, when someone came to his friend's house, V'chaveiro Shoev, Ali Merorim B'Nechirov, and the person is either snorting tobacco, Obepiv, or he's smoking tobacco, Shenoto Gam Hu Shelo B'Sheo Sabayim, he also takes a little bit without asking the owners, because they're not mapped on that. V'chein Lital Ate Gofers Lalego, and also take a match without asking, because people aren't mapped if they take a match. If they're taking some hot water from the chaynik, imnofes, notel, sluchis, a person takes his cup, vishos, and drinks some tea, gamma mitan shemakinos, that people aren't makbid. This is the Aruch HaShulchan's examples of cases where people aren't makbid. Can we say rubber bands and paper clips and pens and things like that, or the mints at the Shiva house are also like that? It could be that they're like that also. That people aren't makbid on a rubber band. You gotta buy 1,000 for 99 cents. And not that it's worth less than a shower pool. It's just that there's so many of them and you're always filled with them. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe people do. You know, you're always missing a rubber band. It's, you know, does anyone have a rubber band? And you have to go look around for it and he took your last rubber band. You might not be so happy. I don't know. You can give me some examples maybe. But here's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. His examples are, you know, and that could be an example. You go to someone's house and, you know, you're at the Shiva house, and can you go take his water? You know, his water bill's going to go up a little bit now, and you're going to take a paper cup. That was maybe worth a penny. But it could be that people aren't makpid on you. You know, if someone, anyone comes, if they ask you, could I have a cup of water? You wouldn't say no. I have to think that it will fit my budget this week. Right? The people aren't makpid on certain things. So even though gezel's asher b'kol shehu, that's something that will call someone tsar. But you walk in his house and you take a cup of water. That's not something that's going to give a person tsar. That's something that's not makpid. People are not makpid on, and memela it's mutter. The Aruch HaShulchan though concludes on a midas chasidus v'adar lizayir, but there is a midas chasidus that it's fitting to be careful about that. The koshkein shepe yodeya shal bayim hu gavra kabdana v'asim medina. If you know that the owners really don't want you to do it, so then it's asim medina. So the Aruch HaShulchan gives us some examples. He does say though, if you want to do midas chasidus, which there's nothing wrong with doing midas chasidus, you should be zayir. But Mimela, that's the halacha. Ali Tamer says, once we know the halacha, so if there's a big need, someone really has a bad toothache or he's really thirsty, he's not that he's going to die. If you go to Nefesh, we learned that you can steal a menas to pay back. But he has a lot of tzar. It's a big need. He has a big need. So then if you can combine the fact that it's something that people aren't makbid on, and the only thing that stopped you from doing was the midas chasidus, so he says you don't have to worry about the midas chasidus in such a case. And that's l'chachil, he says, if there's a big need, you know, it could be that person took a big walk and the owner's not around there, and he said he could stay, and there's water there, can he drink it? So it's probably something that people are not makbid on, and memela, he can take it. If it's a big need, if there's no big need, so then it's midas chasidus not to take it, even in that case. Now, just before we go ahead, this should not be confused with what we're going to talk about next week, which is a more common shayla, and that's what we'll talk about next week, is that there are things that people generally are makbid on, but for you, you're my best friend, or you're of course my friend won't mind if my roommate won't mind if I borrow his comb, or my friend won't mind if I borrow his car without me asking him, right, this certain, so, huh?
Toothbrush.
I don't know. So, you're a doctor, aren't you? So there's certain things that they're not makbid because I have a relationship with him. That we're going to talk about next week. We're not talking about that this week. We're talking about things that no one's makbid on. If a person is a miser, so then he has the right to be makbid. The Aruch HaShulchan said he can be makbid. But generally, we're talking about things that people generally are not makbid on, these types of minor things of minor value, even if it's more than a shavar puta. But people are generally not makbid. So there we have from the Yerushalmi that it's mutter me'ikar adin. However, there's a minas chasidus not to, either because, like the Chazon Ish says, people will learn from it wrong things, or we might end up making mistakes, or like the Ali Tomer says, because it will remind us of the Dar HaMavel and bad things in history. We don't want to remind ourselves of these things, so therefore we shouldn't do it. So that's a halacha. Now, suppose you have to do it, or you want to do it for some reason, and you want to take these things. There's a big shaila in the Achronim. Let's talk the last part of the shir. Do you own it? If you took it, something that people are in makbid, do you own it? Now, what's a nafkamina mean if you own it? There's a different shaila. Chassam Sofer has one of these famous shailas where there were some teenagers, and boys and girls, and the three boys were visiting a house where there was a girl, and they took something from a barrel, a piece of straw, and made it into a ring, and they said, Hareya Mekadeshusli, and these two friends of mine are the witnesses, and these things come up every so often, and the shaila was, does he own that piece of straw that he took from the girl's father's house, and is it worth a shavar puta to be able to affect kiddushin, which will require her to get a get, which isn't so pleasant, because then she'll never be able to marry a kohen anymore, and we don't want people to be married unnecessarily. The Chassam Sofer at the end just yells at them. He said, what are boys and girls doing like this together? You know, it's not a way that you play. But that's the way he ends. But that's where it kind of come up. When you take something that belongs to another person, do you own it? Will you be able to say a mitzvah with it if you need to be able to say the mitzvah? Is it something that you own? The note of Yehuda says like this, He says, even though, he says, Mio, after Shari Litlo, even though it's mutter to take something that people aren't makbid on, he says, he's quoting his Pirush on Choshen Mishpat over here, on this halacha, that even though it's mutter to take something that people aren't makbid on, ve'ein bo mishum gezel, and there's no iser gezel, the misdam ein balabai is makbid because people generally aren't makbid on it, if you take it, it's not considered your property. The owners weren't makirat explicitly. Therefore, you can't be zoche. If I own something and I make it hefker, so then you can pick it up and it's yours. But if it's just something I'm not makirat about, I don't care if someone takes it. That means that if you take it, I'm not mocked, you didn't do anything wrong. But it's still my food that you're eating, it's still my piece of straw that you took. I'm just not mocked, that you took it. That's the note of Yudos Svara. The Minchas Pitim asked Akasha from the famous Gemara in Psachim. We read the Gemara in Psachim on Bava Mabay. The Gemara says, Amra Yudom Araf, Habodik Sashi Avat. Even though you search for the Chametz, you still have to do Bittel Chametz afterwards. My time, what's the reason you have to do Bittel Chametz? If you say, because maybe when you search for it, you left a crumb, halo chashiv, a crumb's not chashiv, a person doesn't care about that, and it's like batel, even if he doesn't specifically say it's batel, even if he specifically doesn't mock it, it's a little crumb, it's not worth anything. You say, well, maybe since when he locks his door at night, So he's locking the crumbs there, so that makes them chashav also. But Tanya, we learned in a braisa that doesn't make a difference. The braisa says like this: Sofei te'enim, you have fig trees that they harvested all the figs, and there's some figs that just stay there at the end. They're not so good. They don't get harvested with the rest of the figs. But Meshamer Sodeim and they anovim, and he doesn't care about the fig trees anymore. He just has the lock on his gate because of the grapes over there. Or Sofei Anovim, the same thing is that he has grapes left, and he's watching them because of the figs. And he's guarding the field because of other plants, the squash and the gourds. So the Gemara says, the Brisa says it depends on whether the Baal of Ice is makbid. The Brisa concludes, there's manshein Baal of Ice makbid alei, and if the owner doesn't care about these leftover figs, these leftover grapes, mutar mishum gosa, you're allowed to take them, ubiturim mishum maiser, and if you take them, you're not chayiv in maiser. That's the Gemara. It says that the crumbs in the house are considered bottle, they consider it ownerless, and even though you didn't say anything, and these leftover figs and dates and grapes also, there's no iser gezel on them. So the Minchas Pitim says, how can you say that, well, there's no iser gezel, but you don't own them. If the original owner still owns them, how can you say it's patur? You don't take maaser off it. And how can you say if the original owner still owns these crumbs, how can you say that he's not going to be over on Pesach? And why is he not to be mevatel it? Right? If you hold that something that, okay, no one's makbid if you go into my house and take my crumbs out. Not of you to say that, but I still own them. Right? And even if he takes them, I still own them. I just don't mind him taking my property. So the Minchas Pitim asks, so if that's the case, so how's the Gemara say, well, the crumbs, I don't care about the crumbs, and therefore I'm not over Ba'yirah for them, but I still own them. I don't care if someone takes them, but I still own them, and these ends of these leftover figs and grapes, he's putter from Meiser. He doesn't take Meiser. What do you mean? I still own them. I have to take Meiser of all my property. The fact that someone's going to take them shouldn't make a difference. That's the Minchas Pitim's Kasha. Now the Erech Shai, in this Hagdamah, in the Haskama to the Sefer, he talks about the second part. He says, well, this the Meiser part, he says, I understand. He says, the Meiser part, there's a halacha that even if you're miyayish on something, even if I'm not makbid, I just have yush. I know that even though it's mine now, but if someone takes it, I'm not going to mind. Yush also makes it part of the Meiser. So that helps the Kasha of a Meiser. But how about the problem with the crumbs? The crumbs that, if you're saying that something I'm not makbid, I still own, So then why should I be pater from any Yisr Chavitz on them? I own these crumbs. So Chaim Sofer says that Teretz Imre Yaakov says it. He doesn't, Chaim Sofer doesn't really answer this kasha, but Imre Yaakov says it clearly, this new pirush on the Baal HaTanya's on the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. And they're mechalik. I think we could think of the same chiluk. They're mechalik between the two cases. Let's focus again on what the two cases are. We said that if I have a fence or a bundle of straw, I don't mind if someone takes off a piece and a little chip and picks his teeth. I don't care if people do that. The Nota Bihuda said, though, if they do take it, though, and you know, they don't care about the Mishnah Chasidus, they take it, they don't own it. And the Nachkamina was, whether they be the Mekadosh and Isha with it, they don't own it yet. Right? That's what we said. I don't care if they take my chip off the fence, but if they take it, they don't own it. However, the crumbs in my house, I don't care if people come into my house and take my crumbs. If they come and visit, I don't care if they take the crumbs. Because, or like some service is a case, if I have a broom and a piece of straw fell off the broom, I don't care if someone takes that piece of straw, I'm going to throw it out anyway. And it's mashia from the Gemara that I don't own it anymore in that case. But why should there be a difference between these two cases? That's the Minchas Pitim's kasha.
When you want it, you don't mind if somebody takes it, but I want it. By the fence, by the straw.
Right.
By the crumbs, I don't mind, and I don't want it.
Right, and that's a Pasha Teretz that Imre Yaakov says also. He says there's a big difference between the two cases. In the case of the fence, in the case of the straw, I want my fence, and I want my straw. I don't mind if someone takes off one chip of it. Two chips, I don't care, as long as I have a fence left, as long as I have a bundle left, I don't care if someone takes it. But I still own the fence, and I still own that chip he takes. I'm just saying, I don't care if he takes it, I'm not knocked it on it, he can take it and use it, I have no problems with that. But he doesn't own it, because it's still mine. But something, in the way the Chaim Sofer says it, if you have a broom, right, if someone would take a little, you know, take a piece of straw from my broom, so I'm probably not mocked on that also, because there's plenty of pieces of straw there, he takes one off, I don't care. If everyone starts taking them off, then I'll start being mocked in. But if there's one, he takes one off, that's okay. However, he won't own it, like the Nota Bihuda, because I want the broom to have all these bristles on it, and so if someone takes one, I don't care maybe, but it's still mine. But if it fell off the broom already, because through use, a bristle fell off the broom, there's a piece of straw laying on the floor, so there I'm not makbid on it, and I don't even own it anymore. I'm makbid, I don't care, it's not worth anything to me, it's not part of a bigger picture, it's just a separate thing over there. So that's what he says, these cases in Psachim were also, they were crumbs that were chametz, so crumbs on the floor. I don't care about, if someone will come and take all of them, I'd be happy, there'll be less mice around. I don't care about them at all, and these extra figs, also, I don't care about any of them at all. So in that case, the Gemara is correct in saying that if someone takes it, it's mutter and there's no chi of mice because they're mamish like hefker. I don't care about them, there's a different level of not being mapped. So, that's why Chaim Sofer seems to, even though the Marsham says Chaim Sofer is asking a kash, but I think that Chaim Sofer is making this chiluk between something where it's loose, it's on an independent, and you don't care about losing all of it, and a case in the first case where it's part of a larger picture, where if someone takes one, I'm not mocked it, so in that case, he could take it, but I still own it. So summing up what we had tonight, we first started that it's also to steal any amount from a person, assuming where he is makbid. You can't, even though you won't have to return it, it's less than a shavar pruta, but if it's something that a person cares about, you're not allowed to make someone bitsar, where the Magen Mishnah said that it's a chatzi shir osim in a Torah, you can't steal any amount from a person because it's giving him tsar, it's a gezel anyway. Now, suppose it's something that the person's not makbid about, and this we're talking, even if it's worth more than a puta, it's just something that people aren't makbid of, they're nice people, they don't care people take it. So in that, we had a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi doesn't make a din. You're allowed to take something from people, things that they're not makbid about. However, there's a minas chasidus not to do it. What's the minas chasidus? We said because people will learn the wrong lessons. It's like the Dar HaMavel. You don't want to be like that. Now, if it's something, though, that people don't care at all about it, Right, that's talking where I want the whole fence, but I don't care if someone takes part of it. There's a stronger level of not being mafia, and that's where I have crumbs on the floor. I might technically, you know, it's in my house, but I don't, it's something I don't care about at all. It's not even mine anymore. Like the Gemara says, the crumbs, I'm not over by Yirah because I don't care about them. Even if I don't say anything, even if I'm not in the bath of them. The Gemara's maskana is, we're afraid you'll find a roll. That's why we do bitul chametz. For the crumbs, you don't need to do bitul chametz because I don't care about them. I don't care about the leftover figs at all. It's not something that bothers me. So that type of not makbid is even stronger. I don't think there'll be any minis chasidus in that case either, not to take them, because you know the person doesn't care about them. They're hefker. I mean, it's if it's hefker, so there's no minis chasidus not to take it. If it's the first type where it's a part of a big picture, it's his water from his faucet, where you know you don't want, he wants to have all his water. He doesn't want to lose all his water. But if you take some of the water, he doesn't mind. He take a rubber band, he doesn't mind. The paper clip, the tea, the a cigarette that he wouldn't mind in the olden days. So that's something that you could do, except it's a minhag chasidus not to. And if you do it, you didn't own it in the meantime, according to the Rebbe Yehuda, because he's just not makbid if you take his property. If it's something that people don't care about at all, the crumbs, and that's the test. Will he mind if they go completely gone? So by the fence, he will mind if his fence goes completely disappears. By the crumbs on the floor, there, he won't mind if they completely disappear. So if it's something that he doesn't care at all about, he doesn't care if they all disappear, so in that case, it's mutter v'chachila to take them, there's no minas chasidus, and if you take them, you would own them, it's your thing, because it was like, it was hefker, that not being makbid is like he was makbid. Those are the two levels of not makbid. Once again, if he is makbid, in any case, you can't take it. If it's something that people generally are makbid, you can't take it even if it's less than a shavar puta. That's an issur deraisa of gezel. And next week we'll talk about the next stage, would be something that people are makbid about. People generally are makbid about it, but because you're friendly, or you'll tell them to explain it afterwards, you won't be mind afterwards if you explain why. In what cases are you allowed to take that property without permission, and what cases can you not?